Welcome to Science TLDR, where we distill the essence of scientific research into digestible insights. My name is John Sutter. Today, we'll be diving deep into a fascinating paper titled Neutrophil Profiling Illuminates Anti-Tumor Antigen-Presenting Potency. This research, published in Cell by Wu and colleagues, delves into the complex world of neutrophils and their potential role in cancer immunotherapy. The introduction of the paper lays out the current understanding of neutrophils, highlighting their paradoxical role in cancer. While traditionally viewed as rapid defenders against pathogens, their function within the tumor microenvironment remains unclear. Are they friend or foe? Do they suppress or promote anti-tumor responses? This ambiguity stems partly from the difficulty in studying these short-lived cells with conventional methods. To overcome this hurdle, the researchers employed a sophisticated single-cell RNA sequencing approach, generating a comprehensive atlas of neutrophil transcriptomes across 17 different cancer types. This impressive dataset, encompassing 225 samples from 143 patients, provides an unprecedented opportunity to dissect the diverse states and functions of neutrophils within the tumor landscape. The introduction emphasizes the importance of understanding this cellular diversity. By analyzing individual neutrophils, researchers can identify distinct gene expression patterns and uncover the specific subsets responsible for pro- or anti-tumor effects. This detailed analysis holds the key to unlocking the true potential of neutrophils in the fight against cancer. The paper goes on to explore the fascinating findings that emerge from this extensive dataset. We'll delve into those details in the upcoming sections of the podcast, dissecting the various neutrophil states, their potential link to patient survival, and the exciting possibility of harnessing the antigen-presenting capabilities for novel immunotherapies. The researchers began by investigating the infiltration patterns of neutrophils across different cancer types. They analyzed data from the Cancer Genome Atlas, TCGA, encompassing over 8,700 samples from 31 different cancers. By developing a consensus score based on three established algorithms, they discovered that neutrophils exhibit distinct tissue-specific infiltration patterns. For instance, lung and kidney cancers displayed high neutrophil infiltration, while gastrointestinal cancers showed moderate levels. Interestingly, this pattern was further corroborated by data from the Clinical Proteomic Tumor Analysis Consortium, CPTAC, highlighting the consistency of these findings. Next, the researchers delved deeper into the transcriptional landscape of these tumor-infiltrating neutrophils. Using their meticulously curated dataset of single-cell transcriptomes, they identified 10 distinct neutrophil states characterized by unique gene expression profiles. These states included those associated with inflammation, angiogenesis, and, most notably, antigen presentation. The antigen-presenting state, marked by high expression of MHC2 molecules and the CD74 gene, was particularly intriguing due to its potential to stimulate anti-tumor immune responses. Further analysis revealed fascinating insights into the molecular characteristics and clinical relevance of these neutrophil subsets. The researchers constructed a tree structure to visualize the relationships between the different states, highlighting the divergence of specific subsets. They then calculated the ratio of observed to expected cell number, rho E, for each subset across various cancer types. This analysis revealed that the antigen-presenting HLA-DR plus CD74 plus neutrophils were particularly enriched in lung, bladder, and ovarian cancers, while the VEGFA plus SPP1 plus subset, potentially linked to angiogenesis, was more prevalent in kidney and stomach cancers. These findings were further validated by flow cytometry and multiplex immunohistochemistry, solidifying the existence of these distinct neutrophil populations within different tumor environments. Perhaps the most striking result emerged when the researchers explored the association between neutrophil subsets and patient survival. Analysis of the TCGA pan-cancer dataset revealed that the antigen presenting HLA-DR plus neutrophils were associated with the best patient outcomes, while the VEGFO plus SPP1 plus subset correlated with the worst prognosis. This observation was further confirmed in an independent multi-cancer tissue microarray cohort, underscoring the potential clinical significance of these neutrophil states. The researchers then examined the functional differences between these subsets by analyzing their cytokine profiles. Interestingly, the HLA-DR plus CD74 plus neutrophils exhibited high expression of CCL5, a chemokine known to attract T cells, suggesting their potential to recruit key players of the adaptive immune system. In contrast, the IFID1 plus ISG15 plus subset displayed high PD-L1 expression, hinting at an immunosuppressive role. Importantly, only the HLA-DR plus CD74 plus neutrophils showed specific enrichment of MHC class II molecules, further supporting their potential for antigen presentation and T-cell activation. Finally, the researchers investigated the maturation and metabolic states of these diverse neutrophil populations. Contrary to the traditional view of neutrophils as terminally differentiated cells, the analysis revealed a continuous differentiation trajectory, with the HLA-DR plus CD74 plus subset residing at the terminus. This finding was corroborated by various algorithms and validated by flow cytometry and immunohistochemistry, confirming the advanced maturation state of these antigen-presenting neutrophils. Metabolic pathway analysis unveiled another crucial piece of the puzzle. The HLA-DR plus neutrophils displayed a distinct metabolic profile characterized by a significant enrichment of amino acid metabolism, particularly involving valine, leucine, and isoleucine. This observation hinted at the possibility that specific metabolic pathways might be crucial for driving the antigen-presenting program in neutrophils. Intrigued by the metabolic profile of antigen-presenting neutrophils, the researchers designed an in vitro experiment to examine the effect of individual amino acids on these cells. They isolated circulating neutrophils from healthy donors and exposed them to each of the 20 amino acids, subsequently analyzing their impact on antigen presentation. The results were striking. Leucine stood out as a potent activator of the antigen-presenting program. It significantly upregulated the expression of HLA-DR and costimulatory molecules like CD80, both crucial for effective T-cell activation. Further analysis using PCR arrays revealed that leucine broadly enhanced various aspects of antigen presentation, including MHC2 complex assembly, antigen processing, and antigen loading. Importantly, these effects were specific to MHC2 and did not impact MHCI expression, as confirmed by RNA sequencing. These findings naturally led to the question of how leucine exerts its influence on the antigen-presenting machinery. Untargeted metabolomics analysis revealed significant changes in ATP and fatty acid production upon leucine treatment, suggesting a potential link to mitochondrial activity. Indeed, further investigation showed that leucine administration triggered mitochondrial aggregation and altered their phenotype, including increased oxygen consumption rate. Transmission electron microscopy even revealed morphological changes in the mitochondria, with increased length and more pseudopods, hinting at enhanced intercellular communication potential. To pinpoint the specific mechanisms involved, the researchers focused on the mitochondrial respiratory chain. They observed that leucine specifically boosted the activity of complex 1, responsible for transferring electrons and generating NAD. Inhibiting complex 1 activity led to a decrease in both mitochondrial membrane potential and the proportion of HLA-DR plus neutrophils, while supplementing with NAD had the opposite effect. These findings strongly suggest that leucine's impact on antigen presentation is mediated through its influence on mitochondrial respiration and NAD production. But how does this metabolic change translate into gene expression alterations? The researchers employed 13C-labeled leucine to trace its metabolic fate within neutrophils. They discovered that leucine is broken down into acetyl-CoA, which then enters the TCA cycle and ultimately leads to increased production of glutamate and glutamine. This observation, coupled with the known link between acetyl-CoA and histone acetylation, led them to investigate epigenetic modifications. Indeed, leucine treatment significantly increased the levels of histone H3, lysine 27 acetylation, H3K27AC, on MHC2 genes. This modification is known to promote gene expression, providing a potential explanation for leucine's ability to activate the antigen-presenting machinery. Further experiments confirmed that inhibiting acetyl-CoA production reduced H3K27AC levels and HLA-DR expression, while restoring acetyl-CoA reversed these effects. Having established the leucine-driven mechanism behind antigen presentation in neutrophils, the researchers turned their attention to the interaction between these cells and T-cells. They performed bulk RNA sequencing on matched tumor samples and analyzed the immune cell profiles. Interestingly, they observed a strong co-localization of HLA-DR plus neutrophils with various anti-tumor T-cell subsets, including CD4 plus and CD8 plus effector memory T-cells, as well as CD8 plus central memory T-cells. This spatial association hinted at a potential functional interaction between these cell types. To confirm this interaction, the researchers conducted co-culture experiments. They isolated HLA-DR plus neutrophils from tumors and co-cultured them with autologous T-cells from the patient's blood. The results were clear. HLA-DR plus neutrophils effectively stimulated T-cell activation, as evidenced by increased TNFA expression. Given this T-cell activation potential, the researchers investigated the ability of HLA-DR plus neutrophils to present tumor neoantigens. They incubated these neutrophils with neoantigens derived from common mutations in genes like TP53, KRAS, IDH2, and BAP1. Remarkably, the neutrophils successfully triggered neoantigen-specific T-cell responses, albeit with some variability across donors. Notably, the KRASG12V and KRASG12D neoantigens consistently elicited robust T-cell activation. Further analysis of the T-cell receptor, TCR, repertoire confirmed the presence of reactive TCR gene rearrangements upon stimulation with HLA-DR plus neutrophils loaded with the KRASG12V neoantigen. Importantly, the magnitude of this response was comparable to that induced by dendritic cells, the gold standard for antigen presentation. These findings were further corroborated by spatial analysis of clinical samples. Using multiplex immunohistochemistry, the researchers observed a significant co-localization of reactive T cells and antigen-presenting neutrophils within the tumor microenvironment. While these results strongly supported the antigen-specific T cell activation potential of HLA-DR plus neutrophils, the researchers also observed evidence of antigen-independent activation. Co-culturing leucine-stimulated neutrophils with T cells, even after removing leucine, resulted in T-cell activation and enhanced killing of cancer cell lines. Interestingly, this activation required direct cell-to-cell contact and was not mediated by soluble factors. To identify the specific ligand responsible for this direct activation, the researchers focused on ICAM-1, a molecule known to interact with the ITGR receptor on T-cells. Inhibiting this interaction significantly reduced T-cell activation, suggesting that ICAM-1 plays a key role in the antigen-independent activation pathway. To assess the therapeutic potential of antigen-presenting neutrophils, the researchers turned to in vivo experiments using mouse models. They first confirmed the presence of similar neutrophil subsets in mice, including the antigen-presenting CD74 plus population. Then, they investigated the impact of leucine on these cells, observing upregulation of CD74, CD80, and CD86 expression upon leucine stimulation. This effect was absent in mice lacking key genes involved in leucine transport and metabolism, further solidifying the crucial role of leucine in this process. Next, the researchers explored the in vivo consequences of manipulating antigen-presenting neutrophils. Mice with specific deletion of these cells displayed increased tumor growth and reduced T cell infiltration, highlighting their importance for anti-tumor immunity. Conversely, feeding mice a leucine-rich diet led to an increase in CD74+ neutrophils and enhanced T cell infiltration within the tumor microenvironment. Finally, the researchers tested the therapeutic efficacy of targeting antigen-presenting neutrophils in combination with anti-PD-1 therapy. Remarkably, this combination significantly reduced tumor volume and even led to stable disease in some cases. This effect was abrogated by depleting neutrophils, further emphasizing their critical role. Directly delivering leucine-stimulated CD74+ neutrophils into tumors also showed promising results, significantly reducing tumor size. Combining this approach with anti-PD-1 therapy yielded even more impressive outcomes, with a substantial proportion of tumors exhibiting complete responses. These findings were further supported by analysis of clinical data from patients receiving immunotherapy. The HLA-DR+ neutrophil signature was associated with improved survival and response to therapy in several cancer types. Additionally, ex vivo experiments using patient-derived tumor fragments demonstrated that HLA-DR+ neutrophils could enhance T-cell reactivity and cytotoxicity, particularly when combined with PD-1 blockade. The results section concludes by highlighting the exciting potential of harnessing antigen-presenting neutrophils for cancer immunotherapy. The ability to stimulate these cells with a simple leucine diet or deliver them directly into tumors offers a promising avenue for boosting anti-tumor immune responses and improving patient outcomes. The discussion section of the paper delves deeper into the implications of the findings and their potential impact on the field of cancer immunotherapy. The authors emphasize the significance of their comprehensive single-cell atlas of tumor-associated neutrophils, highlighting its contribution to a more nuanced understanding of neutrophil heterogeneity and function within the tumor microenvironment. They particularly emphasize the potential of HLA-DR+ neutrophils as alternative antigen-presenting cells. While dendritic cells are traditionally considered the primary players in antigen presentation, the discovery of this neutrophil subset offers new possibilities for immunotherapy development. The authors discuss several advantages of neutrophils, including their abundance, rapid response to inflammation, and inherent phagocytic capabilities. These characteristics, coupled with their short lifespan, make them attractive candidates for therapeutic manipulation. The authors acknowledge the need for further research to optimize and translate these findings into clinical practice. They discuss the importance of exploring different strategies for reprogramming neutrophils into the antigen-presenting state, including optimizing leucine delivery and exploring other potential metabolic or genetic manipulations. Additionally, they highlight the need for further investigation into the safety and efficacy of neutrophil-based therapies in preclinical and clinical settings. Limitations of the study. The authors also acknowledge several limitations of their study. While their dataset is extensive, it still represents a relatively small sample size in the context of the vast diversity of cancer types and patient populations. Further validation in larger cohorts is necessary to confirm the generalizability of their findings. Additionally, the potential adverse effects of a leucine-rich diet require further investigation. While short-term leucine supplementation appears safe in their mouse models, the long-term consequences and potential side effects in humans remain unclear. Finally, the precise mechanisms underlying the direct antigen-independent T-cell activation by HLA-DR+ neutrophils require further elucidation. While the involvement of ICAM-1 and Aitgal interaction provides a starting point, a more comprehensive understanding of this pathway is necessary for optimizing its therapeutic potential. Top 3 takeaways. 1. Neutrophils are far more diverse than previously appreciated. This study reveals the existence of at least 10 distinct neutrophil states within the tumor microenvironment, each with unique functions and potential clinical implications. 2. HLA-DR plus neutrophils can act as antigen-presenting cells and stimulate T-cell responses. This discovery opens up exciting possibilities for developing novel immunotherapies that harness the inherent capabilities of these abundant immune cells. 3. Leucine metabolism plays a key role in activating the antigen-presenting program in neutrophils. This finding provides a potential metabolic switch that could be targeted to enhance the anti-tumor efficacy of neutrophils. This paper represents a significant step forward in our understanding of neutrophils and their potential role in cancer immunotherapy. It lays the groundwork for future research aimed at translating these exciting findings into effective and safe therapeutic strategies for cancer patients. See you in the next episode, where we will discuss more of the latest scientific research. And thanks for listening to Science TLDR.